to finish up the inyana that we spoke about over the last week. The various Isurim connected with the stachlus and avoiding them. Exclamation point to this punctuation. He doesn't look at the women, but he's walking on the path where the women are exposed. He should have gone a different way. There's no other way to go. Onasu. Therefore what? So it's not his fault? What's the most kasha? Olam the leka dak achwita. Has to avoid it anyway, even there's no other way to go. So what does that mean? That means there's no other way to go. Oh, like New York City in the summertime. There's no other way to go. Right? And he's a shtickel and honest. But Afal Pikain, he's supposed to somehow force himself not to look. And if he does that, then we say he's a tzaddik. Oh, it's a man of a roast around. Let's think about the scepter of Abasha that Nun Zayanim in this. See the Rashbam. Put in Rashi to make him a Rashbam. See? Put in Rashi, they're smart people, this computer. Put in Rashi for Babasri after a certain doubt, they get a Rashbam. Okay. Ein mistakel, kshuholech al sfas anor, it's on the riverbank. Hechi dami. The mishtabach beikroi, motza meinav mashmanishim, lo yatza meinav, eino lo tzadik, for lo rush. If you don't close your eyes, if you need a noah. Yigadak achrina, roshu. For cancer, look what he says amazingly. Ava pisha otze meinav. If you close your eyes, you're still a roshu. Shoharlo lekarim al harchim ben aver, dekarim al harchim ben akir. I saw somebody said, if you have an unfiltered internet, you're a Russia. Even if you don't see anything bad, you close your eyes because you could have had a dark achrita, just put in a filter. Could be it's not so easy to filter. Onusu, he mistaka derech alichosa ve'onashach mona patre. Love him as kiko akosa la'atzameinav to mishtabech be'krosh aminav to mitzorach la'atzameinav. He made a snapshot the hottest enel tzad acher haydeh mishtabech be'krosh the yonus navshei chosidu. There's no other way to go. And you're a chassid, you have to close your eyes. Rabbi say, Amech Kulam Chassidim. Everyone in this room wants to be a chassid. If you want to live in your city during the summertime, wherever you are, you have to close your eyes, look the other way. There's no other way to go. Unless you tell me there's some place to get from place to place. Again, you can avoid. Depends where you live. If you have to go to work in New York City, Manhattan, there's Lekka Dak Achrit. There's no way to go. No other way to go. And the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch talk about this. And you won't find anything about Dak Achrina. So I look for Sefer Chofetz Chaim. That should be Sefer. The Holy Chofetz Chaim. Who would that be? Sefer Halacha? Right. Excuse me. Oh, no, Chayim. You don't know Chofetz Chaim? How can Baran have the Chofetz Chaim? The Chofetz Chaim, you don't have it. But what I find it, except for Sefer Lach and Menin. Achshova? We'll try it. It's not accurate, but we'll try it. Where's Machshova? Machshova Musa, they may call it Musa. Right. It's a big question whether it really is Musa or not. It's really sorry. I think it's Halach. But some say it's Musa. Where's Chofetz Chaim? It's not here either. Right? Not here? Whatever. I'm sorry if I can't show it. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Klal Vav, Sifkosh Yudalev. an interesting possibility. Why the Rambam not mention this Gemara? There's a machlokes in the Sefer Pesachim that chafeim at base called Hano Vol on the Bar Korcha. Show you the Gemara. Famous Gemara. You can't help it. They're talking here about various other, presumably, Chametz of Pesach. You're driving along, you pass through a bakery, and the smell of Chametz comes into your nose. What are you going to do? I guess you should try to hold your nose like this. But if you're driving a car, it's not so easy to go like this. Whatever. So what's it in? The machlok is a whole sugya. The Rambam passed into Shaila. Take a look. Inuchos machalas asuris. It's a machlok, as you can see very well. Very complex sugya. We're not going to get to the details, but let's look at the Rambam, see how he passed into Shaila. Surus, Paskins, Perigidal Allah Yudais. Ocha Machos Machos Surus Rakskotten. Ho Venena Chayav Kimisha Miskavan after Shalachim. Bahanoya Habol Odom Balkorcho, be Yisum, we call Yisum, Miskavan Osir, and Lon Iskavin Mutter. Paskin Mutter, Lon Iskavin. So could be the Rama left out of Gemara. Because the Gemara goes upon the man the Yamar that Hano Balkarcha is Asur, we have the Shita, we pass the Kav Shimon, and therefore it might be Mutter. So suggests the Chofetz Chaim. Good. Halacha L'maaseh, they do with all these things. I told you, stay away. Now what if there's some kind of a reason why you have to be a little more lenient for some, let's say, health reason or something like this? Let's take a look and see what it says in Moshe Shuvas. Very amazing tshuva. Don't follow it, please. Please don't follow it. But you have to, I show it to you anyway. It's not fair not to show it to you. Let's see what it would be. I think it's here. Let's see. Right, this is a question of istaklus, etc. A long tshuva. And the question, of course, becomes, we should say someone should be able to walk on the streets. This is New York when? 1960. Shtel zechvor, as you say. Just imagine what's going on in the last, 55 years since then. Oh, the world has gone down so many levels in 55 years. Can't even imagine. But right prior then, it was already a problem, and so long ago. Talks about our Gemara. Let's see.
Sorry, the Rambam was halacha yud.
Before, it was, yeah. I think it was Perik. You dial aloha your base and it was not chalas asuris. It's a very long tshuva. Okay, where's the answer on Gemara? See it somewhere. Stachas below miskaven lehonis. Af sheyava mizela dehiru v'ano. Ish rais mefurashes shenitchem neipikuach nefesh. Is that okay? The dola of the matzim of a bashanim zayin. Al gemara. Otsem ena beros bera. Zeshen mistaka benoshim b'shoshim ha'obes ala kvisa. It goes through the whole Gemara. It quotes Rashbam. Chora, nehi deleka daka achrita. Ain't no one us. Darayam shalosh shalo le'elech klal l'sham. Don't go. The avshet tzorach le'elech sham l'parnas sosav l'avodos l'shar tzorachav. Mabakach. Ha'ones mamon. Ain't no one us l'tchos yisurin. Yes, a good cash. How do you work in Manhattan? Tzorach yin gadol, right? L'kach tzorach loma. The cave in the ha'isur. Hurak mishim chashash shiyov l'day hiru. Rashoy l'smoch al atzmo shiyosiyach dato mehen. Flo yahar machmas shiyistaka bohen. Shiyesh lo tzorach l'lechel shom. L'tzorach l'panasoz v'chadome. En l'mechuyiv l'achsho shal zebe yoser l'hafsid mamono l'no mishar tzorach. Rak she'en lo tzorach l'abo kak to go b'ika dak achwita. Who I think she'en lo tzorach l'lechel shom the holy fuck of tayel. Don't close your eyes on Manhattan. The owner will stack on derech halichaso. The owner there is sagi she yiftri rachmona miyisur litzvach alatzom to solve the nihiru and chilik bein otzim and of the loitzim. Kevin shodeh she megulos b'mokam ha-mechusa v'shvil zet otzim and of v'metar tafilo achi mibor le menes namshe when she hapshalo der chasidus as Rashbam says. Hatam ulai b'shvil, watch this now, ulai b'shvil zet yetorot shelo lahar v'gam ulai ha-riya mamash yigam gam l'stak al yosef. Midisasan b'gemara mashma yoseh she'av shalom b'tuach shal yavu lehirur namimut olelech b'nilek adak achrita v'lasas torach panasos v'shav tzorach mitah she'isur hirur eino mitzad atzmo alakadei shal yavu letumah b'layla shalom b'ora adavu shal letumah alashesh lochash lezeh v'chein lo mechuyav limnoa mitzorach v'lahafsit panasos v'shul hasof avalom mistaber lehokal kolkach. The cave at Shakra also Lahara Mitzad Sophic there. For in Nimsa Shahiru for Isa Be'etzin, the male came in Shadea, Shiem Shlobo Hiru, Eich Yea Mutalo Lavar al Isa of Shabator, Mishal Panasosom, the Tarth of Lobikuach Nefesh. Ach Ulai, Kaven Shabakra Nemar Atam, the Shmir Mishal Shiyama Mizad de Dabara, who can Nemar Shaino Isa Boro, it's only Isa Shema, the Kach Tarachi and the Dina. May walk in Manhattan or not. But Misha Sova, she also noted Shaloyava with the hero. Mut to let the Panasas of the Shah Tarachov, Belek Adak Achrita to work in Manhattan. But Mokam Shayos was Anoshim, Megulos, Pesor, and Shadan Chassis. And now Hamas. So far, we understand. This next line, the whole world jumped in Ramesh. Jumped on. Let's see some more. The Chain, in Sarach Lerafua, Leos Eitzel Hayam, Dr. says, let's go to the beach. Nami, im Sovesh lo Yavoli de Hirur, Mutta Leo Sham, im Eno Motzi Mokom Vishol, Shen Shem Noshim, im Eno Batuach, Tzarachi and Levina. Wow. Just finish up the next line. Uvrachovah, Shabbatan Rab, Mahokos Prut, Sarbe, Shudava Shiev Shal Esar, Tzarach Vishtala, Bechol Efshal, Shalom Stakal, Ikal Asiyach Data, Mikol Hirur, ומסתבר שברחוב עושה דבר נוקר לשיח דעתו, שבשל תורד והליכוסו, שלא יוסק ולא יעזיק. אבל בכל אופן, יהיה אפשר לעשות דבר שאין יכול לעמוד בו. You can't ask a walk in the streets. The beach? Well, if you need it for health purposes, if you think you're not going to become a hero, it's what? I said, story of Elia Lapian. Elia Lapian was the Mashkiach, and he was giving a fiery, Mussish was against mixed swimming. It's before they had Chof, the Frat. In Israel, this is 60 years ago, there was only a mixed beach. There wasn't, now they have these separate beaches in the Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't any. So a guy comes over to me afterwards, after the Shavuos, and says, "Kvod HaRav, you know, my family goes to the beach, I go to the beach, and I don't feel anything. Nothing. So Rav Elia Lapian punched the table and said, quick, fetch a doctor. This boy is sick." This is the Eitar is built into you. It's not built into you. There's something wrong with you. How can you say go to the beach and I'm not going to hear it? That's what they ask from Moshe. Moshe is such a tzaddik of all of them. He said, go to the beach and you're not going to have any hear it. It's impossible. To walk the streets is one thing. The beach? How can that be? They don't understand how Moshe wrote to them. We do, of course, I'm going to give you, not everyone attacks Rav Moshe, but the few people, I'll just give you one, for example.
The beaches aren't the same either.
I think the beaches were always pretty porous. I mean, I don't know, again, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what goes on these days, I don't know exactly. But let's just see one tshuva. This is tshuva Zachron here, but let's take a look. Vajra. He has in the Vajra Chelek He, Siman Samo Gimel. I muta leisha l'srachet refuah b'yam urav. This question, exactly Rav Moshe's question. Tshuva. Oy, it's terrible to have mixed swimming. Going after a woman, isha ben nor, and a chelek olam abo. Same thing we saw in Brachos, but Pisha Magbiya begodel, Mstakal ben Sar. Tosi says, Urogel bakach, Shiyovel le dey niu, for so viyol de gehenem. And the Yavit says, Dab dab geshes ish, even a pnuya, Shemigari et zahar b'yatzel, Mesal gebushe me'alpona. Prat. So you see, Klar Rabosai, what a terrible violation this is. Okay. Fine. He quotes a Gemara Rabosai that the din of an Ishmael is an Issa Doraisa. How do you know? Ksubas daf mem vav. Rabosai, we're not going to do too much Ksubas today. Let's open up this one opportunity. Open our Gemara Ksubas, so we have to. We should have brought it to the Rebbe. Has Ksubas Mem Vav proof that when the Shmarta be called over Ra, it's an Issa Daraisa? How can you prove it? The answer is, from Sugyas at Gemara, you see the Gemara has a Tzricha, so you need this, you need this, you need this, you need this. Okay? Let's take a look. Take a look in Ksubas Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Please turn. So the Gemara says like this: Rav Nosnam and Nishmat and Nikol Dover Ra. What are we talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? Amazing Gemara. Tan Rabbana, but aren't you also? What's this? This is someone who is Maanes Psula. Right. Zemam, the Yisro Zemaltis. Okay, we know. Where's the laugh of? Where's the Azara? You don't give Maltis rather than Azara. I say, don't do it. Well, Yisro mi ben across to Russia. Okay, what about Hashem? We know them. Oselach Rochel, Rastam and Mishmarta Mikol Davarah. This has to be a Din Daraisa. Quote Rav Nosson. For the quote of Nassim, this is the source, Rabbi Osai, for Malchus. You don't get Malchus, right? Without either the rice of Mamsh. Because we know for the Shmarta, when it says Shema Pen Baal, it's a low sase. Says the Gemara, why it doesn't hold like that way? No, for a Pinchas is in. I hired them my own, let it to him a lila. Right? Fine. You see, clear that this is a Drasha Daraisa. Correct. Ravadja is 100%. He's not the first to point this out. It's a drasha d'oraisa. The Tosfos already says it. Not here. Tosfos says it in Masechta Avodah Zarah, where the sugya is found. Okay, but we don't have any Tosfos from other Masechta. They don't have it in the Sun. Sorry, this tomorrow. Okay, first. Right there, Abosai. Okay, it's called in the Rambam. Okay, so it's a very bad thing to look at women when they're not dressed. Okay, that's the whole vort the Meiri, many sources. And that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, to stay far away. Okay. The Kloshkin Aholech of Misrachet Biyah Ma'urav Shapritus Shom Rabba Ma'od and Suffolk Shaholech of Misrachet Shomnik Barosha Shibashim Ofen the Yavshal Estak Barosha Prutus the Godol Avonim in the Sol. Hey, pretty tough words of Avadim. Okay. Mon Gittin says, that Isha Shirachet is the Bnei Odom, Saka Daitach? What are you kidding? Mixed swimming? Havamina? Now the Rochet says, Vamachash Bnei Odom Rochetzim. Rashi? It came reglaim the Dabash Azoni, Asur Levana, she's going mixed swimming. Chobel Gash, Lovak Mitzvah. Tosa says, I feel Odom Rai, Masobo Dabazer, I feel the Kalash of the Kalas, they never had this. Imagine mixed swimming in the time of the Gemara and the Rishon. So Rav Marsha says, you go mixed swimming, Chov l'gashim in HaTorah, the Ran. And the man is also not Manuka Miyavah. Afi l'pnuyo, single woman, harehein b'cheskas nidos, nidos pesuos, all the same thing. It's a terrible thing. Women who go there, over us, because the Tzayim is in a mikshol, because the men are going to look at them, as the Rambam writes. Okay. That's what he says. Mitzvah Rabbal Rabbonei Yisrael, Odi Alem Am Chol Mar Yisr. Ligdor Gedev Lama Beperetz Ulahosir Mechshol Me'al Yisroel. You have to stop the mixed swimming. Shekvar Abru Eloheim Shein Son Azima. Rabbi Vosna quotes it. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein quotes it. Rabbi Moshe Stern quotes it. Taras Yonta quotes it. Therefore, even the refuah ain't mokum lahatir. And he says, Ulefrat Sheyuchal Limtzah Mokum Shein Shem Terov. If you look at this pun again. Levilti hayos sham arov, posted by the mak of arov in the parashas Va'era at the pun. Falaji says, can't do it. You can't go to a mixed swimming, no matter what. Impossible. Ashi's cholanis, and she can't do it. She has to do a refuah. Ein lahamin lo. Don't believe her. And if you let your wife do it, sofal dios ani v'yomus b'chatz yomah. Rav Avadi's not afraid to give you a cloth of stool, you know. Rabbi was famous for this. Chen levavos yeh albonim lahakbid albneim abachurim abanoseim levilti yoshes vasayam lebosh evol lekametan goes. It's not Rabbi himself. It's from Chaim Baladi. More chokah. I refuah. Nagadakachvin refuah. Goes to Rashbam. No, here's against Rav Moshe. That's only mutter when kisha over derech havar bi'alma. Shef shalol shalol listaka b'mechuvah b'noshin omitzal lakvisa. Avol lechas l'tzrachas b'yam urav shekopina shupone v'na isha nikras so she's zona in the tura slave v'yam shalimana mistaka v'lava dehi rabbeir v'mesh v'zman shuso shon I Rav Moshe said it ein zurai gemura k'moshe kasavdo but b'bashin and Zion they said you can pass through but not to sit in the beach v'frat shesham sheolech ein avdenoch hakabitu. And not she's tackled in the Chuba Bishokan and Shall home those Alakris Avokan Shanoshin Bimarumayan. Not just their shoulder is exposed, I'll be careful. They're Namish naked. The Chiavsha Eish Benoz what to have it, quotes Sanhedrin. He quotes Bote Kuhuna, quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam makes no distinction with the Ikadak Akrina, Lekadak Akrina. Why? So how can you go to a mixed swimming? You go with your eyes closed. It's impossible. Impossible, totally. And therefore, you can't do it, no matter what, even for refuah. Find yourself a place where there is a separate beach somewhere or other. Okay. And they did it, Baruch Hashem, in the years since it was written. And now there are seven preachers almost every place. Yes?
Clearly, if someone can't do this to get around, but how about if someone has very poor eyesight without their
glasses? Yeah, take off your glasses, no problem.
But then it's okay to go to the...
You don't see anything.
What's it was just the thing...
Again, if you don't see anything, depends how bad your eyesight is. Depends how close the women are. if you can find a place somewhere where there's nobody there, and then the women are going to come later on, don't be too close to you, and you have to take your glasses off, so you don't see. You don't see.
But is it, you're putting yourself in a situation where there's potential, or is it...
Well, it depends, it depends that you see if you don't see.
But wouldn't that be the same child about the internet filter?
You should try to avoid. Again, you should do the best you can to avoid everything. That's the bottom line. Okay, Rabosai, Adka. Now, I promised to bring you the Tshuva's B'nai Bana, but I forgot to bring it. Rav Henkin's grandson. So I have to give you the source that he quotes. I just feel bad. I went to bring it this morning, I just forgot. What? Go away. They don't have shales of Tshuva's B'nai Yeshua? This is not to be believed. I bought it myself, but I wanted to show it to you. This is by Elder Zeder. The Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, Baal Megine Shlomo, for the Shut Pnei Yeshua. Okay? So I'll read you from Chelik Beis, Simon Mem Dalet. Complicated story, yeah? A very long tshuva. So I'm going to show it to you. And it's not only that, but chos to see my tshuva. This is the last tshuva here in Ebenezer. And among other things, discussing Yehar Vayavar. What is included in Yehar Vayavar and what is not included in Yehar Vayavar. He says, V'chuyav v'limus or nefesh v'hani gimel d'varam aleil v'al abizrayu. Even in abizrayu. Not just Gidei Arayas proper, but abizrayu to Gidei Arayas is also Yehar Vayavar. The question becomes, what's included? Excuse me. What's included in that category? That's what he's talking about over here. Okay. Of course, the Beis Yosef we spoke about before, feeling a pulse. Also in Pekuach Nefesh, writes the Beis Yosef against the Ramban and holds as a Dinder Rabbanan. So what does he say? Gamze Mashma, the Dafka Derech is not reading the words. Dafka Derech Tava, Kemosha Kosev Behedya, Per Chafav Alapa, Yisuri Chosur Bia. Which can actually lead to Gilui Arayos. Not Negiah Lechut. So, that's the question. We spoke about this before. Remember we spoke about a case where there's not going to be any Bia. Sure. Right? We read that, what did we read last week? We read that someone, where they have a fairish Shemar, not that Bia, so there's not going to be any. Oh, that the Yom HaVest, right? We said that the, what did we, who said it last week? Who remembers? Eizah Mikodesh, right? Eizah Mikodesh, right. That this, there's not going to be a problem of the Chibuk Menishuk. Maybe she saw blood that very moment. No, as long as they're not going to have beer, see, it's an indication that it's only that situation. Now, Rabosai, what about someone who goes mixed dancing? So it's mixed dancing, you know, I guess it depends where you are. In some parts of the world, I think a mixed dance is simply an invitation to znus. If you go to the bar or something and you find a girl and you dance with her, then it's znus mamish. That's Issa Daraisa. What if it's just, I don't know, whatever you want to say, it's some kind of a situation where that's not going to happen. Some, you know, whatever. Every situation is different, right? But let's say it's not going to happen. Let's see. 1 minute, please. Yeah, I don't want this either. Radach, Rav David HaKoyim. He's a Rishon. Not here. Shuter Radach. 0-2. Well, I brought this also. Radach. Bayis Yud Dalet. That's how he goes. Simon Mel has his advice. Bayis Yud Dalet. Second, please. Radach. Rav David Kohn.
Is there a Barilla?
Yeah?
I don't know.
Where?
Reish Dalet Chasofi.
Right, where? Where?
I don't know. You should be here.
Radach. Where is it?
Which place?
It says that Yudalet. I think it's Yudalet. I'm not finding it, frankly, in Yudalet, but I'm looking. Radach was written. Rav David HaKoyim, he had Kurfu, came from Kurfu. Wow. Long time ago. There it's supposed to say, I'm not finding it right now. Yudal is a short bias. Agunas. Have to have a wrong marble. There, it's supposed to say that they made a certain zera by dancing with respect to married women, implying that some of a single woman they maybe never made it, which would be quite striking.
Does that mean it would be mutter?
I didn't say it's mutter. I'm just saying what's being quoted. Now, let's go further and see over here. Can that? Oh, here they have. Shut Binyamin Zev. It's also been quoted there. See if I can show it to you. See what it says here? Complicated Shiloh over here. Certain averis are being done, unfortunately, between men and women. There we go. Made certain siyogim. Watch this. They're afraid of beer with an arusa nida, because they're afraid to go to the mikveh before, because they used to. What about Russo's? Okay. It's Yichud. Other thing. Too long for me to find. But these are sources which are supposed to say also. Some things about these kinds of xeris which were made. Again, certain yisurim that they made. Gedorim, askamas. And here too, we talk about certain askamas that were made with respect to the suos, more than with respect to panuyos. The kitzer, the main point of Rav Henkin is that he's not saying it's mutter to dance. He didn't say it's mutter. He said, if you do it, we should not view it as an Issa Daraisa of Malkus. We shouldn't do it as the Yehorg Valyama. Nafkamina, mutter v'shi yishokin v'ayim mezidin. And you don't say Yehorg Valyama. It's only with the Rabbanah. He taught what he calls a Rikudei Av, Hora. He was a rabbi in Bet Shana. I know the kibbutz in there, the Hora. You know what a Hora is? Well, those Israeli dance Hora, mixed boys and girls Hora. That's not a Daraisa, he said. He said, what's the difference? Let's call it a Daraisa anyway. Oh, here's where we get to the point, which I think is completely correct. I'm not sure if it's correct, but this is certainly correct. I've said this so many times, I want to show it to you inside. If you make a Chumrah, it could lead to a Kula. What happened? Web page cannot be found. Come on. What? Am I out of business now? Just that one page you could find. That's very strange. What if they have? Let's see if they have what I'm looking for. No, they don't have it. There's some funny, after simulation and base, there's what we call Haraz Issa Veheter. There it says, I looked it up, Oz Tess. It's amazing why they don't have it. This is the strangest thing. I see I have two blanks over here. What's this all about? This is crazy. I'm over three and showing you things over here with this, but it says over there, if you make something which is mut, you say it's aser, every chum will lead to a kulam. And you can't figure out how, after 100 times it'll be a kulam. If you want to be makhla to someone, you got to tell them I'm being makhla for you. Tell me you can read it. If you make it, you got to tell them it's just a shasachat. You can't just give psak one word. That's why we should not just say it's yehorg v'yavo, it's abishra v'yil ha'rais, also the raisa. Say it's, you know, you shouldn't do it, and that's enough. Okay. Now let's find out our last pass at this stage of beautiful Esturim Chachma. Page Tuf Lamed Gimel. Can you look at pictures of women? Pictures of women. Right. What's the story? So, he thinks like this. He writes as follows. We have no luck. We have. Let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, quotes from the Rambam. I'd rather share it with the Shulchan Aruch because maybe it will be helpful later on. Simon Chaf Aleph, it's word for word from the Rambam. Watch what it says. Also the stakel the noshim makrisa, but also the stakel the big day tzivonim shalish hashu makira. I feel ain't a maleo. Shem on the day he came and look at her clothes. They're not on. It's hanging on the rack. Kavachomer, if you see a picture of a woman in a mirror, or presumably, you see a picture as well. He quotes from Meshut Nachlas Binyamin, where he says, it's called a picture. If it's Tefach Magula, not allowed. What's he saying? The stars Magula to Patella Magula, Logarmi Big Day Tzivon. What's Magula? Is it what should have been covered or not? Since if you look inside in the original, I don't know if we have this chulu safe, but I'll always look. Where were the chulus? If we have this safe, I find that's good enough. Nope. Don't have nachas b'nyamim. It says even if it's just her face. That's why in the Frum magazines now they stopped having pictures of women. It's a fairly new development. When I was growing up, all the magazines, even the Frum magazines, had pictures of women. Now you can't find them. Because they want people to look at pictures of women. Yep. Even if they died, you don't find pictures. I mean, that's a little bit of a problem. They're already no longer alive. Okay. Maybe they're afraid. I don't know. Those who have that chumrah present to hate. But for those who look at women all the time, it makes no sense. I think I've made Shekhar's quote the same. If you live in a society where you never see women, you shouldn't put it in magazines and newspapers either. You're living in a society where they see women every day live, and you don't put it in the Jewish Action, put it by the OU. It's ridiculous, hypocritical. So they have pictures of women in the Jewish Action. Okay. That's all because the pictures are all pictures of women who are dressed appropriately. Well, if they're not dressed appropriately, what we call porn today. Chas v'sholem. That's terrible, 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 terrible. It's destructive, aside from the various yisurim that are involved. It's completely destructive. We have to be so careful. And this crazy yeshiva, they wanted for a little while, some filter, and they took it off. For some reason, right? They didn't know what happened. And there was a big attack on Rabbi Reese, his motto on the front page of the newspaper, it's our chutzpah. Want to put the filter, we should be able to watch pornography. Next thing you'll say, the chutzpah that's in the wider cafeteria, it's kosher. We're wanting non-kosher too. It should be like that. We sell kosher and non-kosher. That's the next logical step, right? I don't understand some of these things. Lo maybe. Okay? Fine. Let's discuss a number of other final issues over here before we'll have some time to start the. We'll talk next second, maybe. Number one, yes.
Right. How about like going to a museum and like clearly there's more appropriate pictures than others, like art museum. But how about like the Mona Lisa?
I haven't seen how she's dressed in a long time. I thought she was dressed
very
okay.
Sneeze.
It's sneeze, yeah.
But like
again, in my mind, they seem much worse than the Mona Lisa. You walk in the street right over here. So I'll admire you. Should I look at the Mona Lisa? Zip up. Ain sholem b'shlom isha klal. Afiyah de shliach. Afiyah de baila also l'shloch l'divri shlomim. Avamut l'shloch l'baila ek shloma. This is a Gemara Kiddushin we saw already. Remember the sugya of Kol Bisha Erva? We saw the Rashi reported this Gemara to prove that it applies all the time, not only in Shas Krishna, etc. Fine? Now, interesting. It's based on the Gemara Masechta the Kiddushin. Let's see the Gemara. Gemara is the more important. Gemara is the Gemara. Talmud Bavli. Kiddush. What's the Gemara say over here? Nishta leimar Shlomo liyalta. That Yalta was his wife. Amar leihachim haShmuel kol bishavim. Efshay de shliach. Leihachim haShmuel. Ein shol leBishlom isha. Ay leBaila. Amar leihachim haShmuel ein shlom shom isha klal. Okay, we can't send regards. It's on a simple level. Even through her husband. So it would appear so far. Let's go back to the daf, which came from before. Look at Tosfos. What? Explain this to me. Rashi with plain Tosfos. Help.
Could be a glitch, so.
And the Rashash, you're not Tosfos.
Probably, it's not listed there anymore.
No, they have it, just not listed.
So how do I do it?
The Rishonim.
You go to the Rishonim.
Okay. All right. I think that all good things have this, you know, obstacles. Oops. It's a Tosfos, what happened? Sorry. Tosfos. Keep the machine. There's no tux in that. Ah, tell him at base. See, they're smarter than me. Behold, tell him about Sophus Apol. I a story, Shtecha. Shishol, and Mishlom Isha, they bala. Haina dafka she'ela shalom. How is Sarah? Where's Sarah? I will shlow ach lo bishalom. I feel like they bala. Also, Tosis Tosis. Tosis Tosis. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second. And Pnei Yeshua, yes, they do have. Pnei Yeshua, the Elder Zeta. Watch this. Watch this. Also, the Shloch Sheel Hashom, they shliach Yechderach Yibetvei. May become a nishal and marhaina shiyisho va'atzmo. The behoef should the lekam shem hergal chiba. Came at the urcha the milsa achiyu. Bechiyuba nam ikh the shlom shlom the shabbos shlom kol adam. Feel the akum. Make daka shalom. Here's what Pnei Yeshua is saying. To tell somebody else, say hello to Mrs. Cohen. Not allowed. If you meet Mrs. Cohen in the street, you're not allowed to. You have to say shalom lechem to Mrs. Cohen. Derech Eretz. No worse than Mr. Jones. I guess Mrs. Jones for that matter too. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. Problem is, the different issue. Kol B'Yisha Erva. Kol B'Yisha Erva, speaking voice. Yeah, I think the answer is as follows. There's all kinds of Sheila Shalom. You know, if someone says hello, hello, good morning, good morning, there's no Chibur in that at all. None, zero. But there could be, like, you know, can I give a simulation if you don't mind? Like in the old TV shows. Hello? That's Shela Shom, which is awesome. She'll call me Shela. It's not a singing voice, just a. That's a. Come on. Provocative. That's a Shalom, which is Kolishim. Came near a lead. But to say hello to a woman who's married, if Pnei Yeshua says, not only is it Mutter, it's basically a Sechiv. If you don't have an issue of Kol B'Sher. Okay, fine. Now, on this basis, the Maram Shik quotes the Pnei Yeshua, but nowadays we're Mekel, I call Hashem Shemayim. Who says I call Hashem Shemayim? Where does it say that? The Ramo? It's if, hey. What does Ramo say? V'yesh mekinah b'chol eilu, the lo'osu d'ram shal chiba, etc. What's he saying? Oh, she knows the rechiba. Makamos Shem Shemayim, Mutter. Lechei nogu lehokel b'dvarim elu. This is the Ramah based on the Tosfos in Masechta Kiddushin. And therefore, there's a room to be makel. And some say our Shel Hashalom is not Shel Hashalom. For purposes of Avelus, it's not Yisrael Shel Hashalom. Before it's Shil Shachar, it's not Yisrael Shel Hashalom. Just say, you know, hello. Say hello. It's no big deal. Where do you find this in print? So where are the Sfarim around the Shulchan Aruch? Where is that? Sfarim, Chiburim. I have to go down. Where? Sfarim Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Aruch HaShulchan. Evanah, is there? What's your question, yeah?
I presume this doesn't apply to
No.
And how about like good family friends?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Good morning. Finished. Mutter, that's what he says. I call Isha Erev, but no. To be stamped, he will not answer him, Anoshim. I will call Orev. Shall show man anything. Hello. Okay. That's what it says. At the right in your letter, Prisat Shalom le Zugoscha, over Toma Jal Zugoscha, Osir. Shall Shalom le Bala. Have a Shlom Mifta Mifta Mutter, her Shalom Bala Eich Shloma. So, the Rav wrote me a letter. And he used an expression which the Rebbe used in Europe. He wouldn't send regards to my wife. He says, somehow you should be blessed, and through you, your wife should be blessed. Some kind of expression, which was, you know, obviously they must have had it worked down to a science what words to use, which would be not going into this violation. Fine. Interesting Shaila, Rebbe Osai. Interesting Shaila. We had Eizah Mikodesh. We found out that existed, right? Last time we saw Eizah Mikodesh. So let's see where we're going to find that. Eizah Mikodesh, right? That's what it should be. Alphabetical order. Eizah Mikodesh, Simon Chav Aleph. What? Back to Aruch HaShulchan. Excuse me. Don't waste the time for me. I use this there. Take that. And that. Nah. Okay. Eizah Mikodesh. Heaven or Ezek. Simchot Aleph. See? Ein Sholim. Noagim Loma Lenoshim Shinichnosim Tevo Shu came back Hashem's Tova. Hey Meshivas. Hello, hello. Kol Erva. Oh, Shele Shalom the Ovel. Achshav lo shach shel shalom. Only look. That's what he says. So Eizah Mikodesh also has a cooler. I guess that's just being polite, and that's what we assume is correct. Rebbe Osai. I, Maram Shikun, is better to be royal the Kaddish Hatzma. No, we worry about Chil Hashem. What about Eva? And we have a Shevet Halevi. That's a Vodul from Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is known as the city of Chumras. What he says. Avos Neshalita talks about this as well. This is in Chelek Hay. And Shalom Neshlamisha, right? Go through this whole discussion. Well, in Birchas Shalom Hayom, the fracture of Eretz Yisrael should signon Abracha Kachu. Shalom. Shalom, right? You don't say hello, say shalom. So you can't say it's not shalom. Because safti shalom and chili men safra the moratav, riotzvo, bricha shalom and shalom shalos, v'lashon shalom the hashta. The any roa shum signam chiba yosi yedidus v'lashon shalom is manazet, v'lashon shalos. Finish. He quotes the Maram Shik, Pnei Yeshua, Kavan Hashem Shemayim, the Ramah, so let us say shalom. Okay, so that's what he says. That's what he says. And why does he say it? Why does he say it? Then Yeshua says, "Urcha de milsa v'chiyuv anami yikla l'shlom b'shlom kolod." And there's no kolish in this kind of a situation. Ad kan Rabbi Osai tells you look at Chelik Dalad Simukuf Sam Ches. Since we're already here, he told us to look. Let's do it, okay? Chelik Dalet. Kuf Samaches. Shlomi again. Shlomi Isha. Ooh. Shuas Marab Shik. Hiksha, the Rashba says. It's a question of Kol Isha. Yeah. Marab Shik, a whole bunch of kashas. Rabbi Yeshua is correct. Lashon Shalom is also mutter. If Urcha de Milsa. That's the idea. Is Urcha de Milsa. You pass it to Rabbi Yeshua? He says, yes, we do. And if the Shalom is the same thing, I'll quote Dr. Apolskim. Shalom Aleichem. There's no problem. That's what's in Shalom Aleichem, Shalom. It's all the same thing. Because Ezer Mikodesh. It's an imritz. It sounds like it is room to be mekel. Shlomo Zalman halacha lemaisa would say shalom aleichem to women who come to see. Maisera. Now, an interesting question. He claims over here in this sefer that you should not refer to a married woman by her first name. Mrs. Cohen. Not so. Mrs. Cohen. Wow. Where did he get that from? Where did that come from? And he has a source, right? Take a look. Kosev Rashab. Fishes there, Nogul Hepta, but he gave a Shlomo Shalom, a portion of Isha, Afa Pish K, Nogul Hachel, Askir, Bishma. Your wife, don't say your wife, sir. He says, okay, whatever. Told the enemy Shlomo Mishnah. There are different ways of doing it. Based on this task, you shouldn't use her name. Seems to me that's true. The Dina de Gemara that is Issa Shalom Shalom. But we just said before, they allowed to say Shalom to the woman. So allowed to say Shalom. I think allowed to say Shalom Sarah. If that, you know, depends on obviously the circumstances. I call it the Indian. I don't think it's an absolute violation. Okay, Nira. Okay. One final nekuda before I go back to Kolisha, as I said I would. That's another Gemara in Baba Basra. We just came from Baba Basra, didn't we? Down with Bavli. That was Nun Zayin Beis. This is Nun Chesam and Aleph. Amazing story. What's his mind like this? They went to the Moritz HaMachpel. What's Avram doing there? Gone bekan for the Sora, become aina liberation. What does that mean? That Sora was, they were embracing, and she is looking in his head and his hair. What? What by Yetzirah by Al Malek? No Yetzirah. What does that mean? Based on this, the Rambam says that in this world, you shouldn't do such a thing. It's his own wife. Rambam says as follows: Sifei, Yesh Om De Linog Afilu Im Ishta V'Drama Shalchiba Kol La'ayim Bereshe Imesh Lokinim B'Fnei Acherim. Who says so? The Mukayosef Perek Cheskes Abate. On that we just saw before the Gemara of Basra. Okay, links Mukayosef. Thanks. You know, it's not going to be here. It's going to be on the riff. Okay. Next your whole search here. Do we get to the riff? Where's the riff? Riff and also Caleb? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah?
Is this whole discussion, does it only have an issue with like asking how you are? Or is it that like a small talk completely out of question for all these?
Small talk? Depends on the circumstances. Depends on the context. Now the problem is I'm not going to be able to tell you what daf it's on. It's just a guess, because I know it's Nun Ches in Daf Ei HaGemara, but where that fits in with the Daf Ei HaRif, I have no clue. This is Ches Kesabatim, we're in the right parak. Try a few blocks later. I think it's a little bit later even. Not much. It's guesswork, you understand? That's what I'm just going on. I'm trying to figure out based on... Okay, so there's a little base. Right, I'll try a few more later. Guess this. I kept guessing. too far. Close. Hard to find. Yeah, it's gonna happen over here. You run out of things. I apologize for this wild goose chase. Just trying to get to the right one. It'll limit how far we can go with this. What's going on over here? Why am I not getting it? I just want to show it to you because it's important to see the lush inside. Try again. I missed it. Whatever it is. Buryosim is a source for this din. Okay? And the Ramah quotes it. The question, of course, becomes how far do we go with this? I apologize, I just wasted some of your time, but I was trying to show you something, and I failed. Beis Shmuel. What it says. Leiber Reshe. For lice. I feel the Yoshev ain't munach b'chek also. Not if he's in her lap. Kemasha b'tshuvas Rashba. The Ta says, "V'nir de'eshchilik b'zeh the iyun l'chud ain nochem b'fnei acherim b'yishtov ne'sharo yavol de'hiru the diska kiyur shalem ad de'tashmish ha'v b'bito v'acholso v'nechto shen kanzich v'tashmish mut b'fnei acherim ha'v shchila b'chek apshir de'os afil shalom b'fnei acherim u'b'shar rayach afil b'fnei osur v'yid b'rosh l'chud kei nirah." This is the Ta. This is the Reish Shmuel in Sitchaton Yud Beis. Question is, so where do you draw the line? See, Paskins in the Sefer, page Tov Kuf Samach, towards the very end, it's mamish the last two pages. He says, not only you're not allowed to have this kind of an embrace, but to hug and kiss your wife in public is awesome. There was once a couple in my shul, many, many years ago, and she was all over him. I used to walk out of shul, and she's, mom, and I said, this is something, it's an unhealthy relationship. Sure enough, they got divorced. My father, I'm trying to tell me the following story. When his in his day was the minute the chassid would kiss the kala under the chuppah. Now kiss the bride. Apparently, it was some kind of a goyish zah, whatever it might be. So, one of the big rabbis on the Lower East Side said, "It's terrible, it's a churban." So he said to him, "What? I don't see it. He's married. She's they're married to each other. What's wrong?" So his response was, "Le'ene kol Yisrael." That's the end of the Torah. That's the word of the Torah. So it should not be done. He said, you're not to walk with your wife holding a hand. That to me is a big chumra. I, Chos Kali, they can hold hands. That's a special dispensation they made because, the quotes already from the old Torah, Chosim, Kali, Yotzim, Michuposim, the base of the Chibrik Yodayim. He says, Eilach HaReides, they do it that way. Heter chad ta'ami. One time opportunity to hold your wife's hand, and people are looking. That seems to me it's a little bit much. I don't see why it should really be prohibited. I don't understand it. But that's what he says. I mean, the book of Yosef, I was trying to find you. He never said it's us. It's the whole thing. He said Derek Harris. And it doesn't apply just they hold hands. But again, it depends. I have a different reason they really shouldn't be holding hands. But then people say, well, today they're holding hands. Tomorrow they're not holding hands. Either they got into a fight, or maybe she's a leader, or she's dancing leader, she's not a leader. They'll figure out if they're looking like walking the street. I think it's better they shouldn't hold hands. When they get older, Ramosha always walked his wife holding his hand all the time. Of course, there was a reason for it. She was watching the Mishnais. She was holding on to him, so she didn't have people tug him. I saw that. When people get a little bit older, I think it's more reasonable to make them. Young couples should be more machlok. Can you believe as far as the shadow is concerned? Now we go back at our last thing, yes.
But if that's the reason to be machlok for young couples, if you're like in the middle of nowhere on vacation, let's say.
Middle of nowhere, so then there's
no, and there are people going around, but they're.
I mean, going. They don't know who you are. Yeah, there's room to be made for
it. Or even if you're in a community that is Jewish, but they aren't going to see you all the time.
No, whatever. Better to prior to avoid it. Okay. Rabosai, Kol B'Yish Erev. That's what was our main topic, and we started talking about it a little bit more. And it's a very, very difficult source, which I don't know how to get really explain it. Maybe the Talmidim Sheyichyu will be able to be pshat. Okay, let's look at Rishonim. I'm sure it's called Ala Bavli. I'm not sure if it's called Ala Bavli or not. Let me see. That's not. Okay, Sifri Halacha, I guess. Where's Sifri Halacha? It's afterwards. Yeah. Let's first take a look at another Zeruah. This is so hard, this is also very hard to understand. I'm going to give a letter to this. Second. I wrote it down. I thought it was Kufla B'Yom. I thought I had memorized it properly. But apparently I did not. It's around here. Yeah, Kufla B'Yom. I got it right. It's not the beginning. Okay. Oh, towards the end. Our boss, what do you do with this? Sabi Sheriff. Pierce Marabuna. Lav in the Kriyashmai. We saw that machlokes, right? Is it a Kriyashmai or not? What's his raya? The gav ain on the Sarah Nicholas Kriyashmai of Nebusulos Purus Rosh. What's the connection? If you look at the, I think it's the Rakanti, it's even a strong connection. Since we see women with Nebusulos Purus Rosh, so therefore it doesn't apply to Kriyashmai. Huh? I think it means that if Sarah be considered the Mokam of a Chusa Shabagufa, will be also even for Prios. The fact that it's not indicates to the Ozeruah that's not a din of Mokam of a Chusa. It's a special halacha that a woman who's married is supposed to cover her hair. Does that do with Kriyishma? Chidush Nifla Venoiru. Okay, that's the Ozeruah. Start with that. Okay, keep that in mind. Kol Bisharva. Lavin Krishmetmar. How do you read these three words? Dehi Gufa Kore Krishma. Say those last four words to me. She herself is Krishna. How can she be Krishna if it's called Bishara? The Tata Nisasra. Wow. You get an impression from this. If you read this from Ozirua straight, you get an impression of both sides that Erva means an Erva not only for men but for women, which some of them shot in the rush, which we thought was a Shverb shot. And it would be also for it would apply to a speaking voice, even if she sent Krishna. So it'll be impossible to consider Kol Yisher Erev for Krishna, and she couldn't say Krishna to herself. She's hearing herself. And that's what it sounds like in these last four words. How do you explain it? Okay, I'll give you a prize. Come back tomorrow with a prize. Explain the last four words over here. And it was Zeruah Kufla Megillah. Get a prize. I don't know what I think he's saying. Chidushim to flow one on top of the other. Okay? He's saying two things, two chidushim. One applies to women. That so-called shot in the Russian thought was not shot. And two, that it applied to herself. Because Erev Mamish. Same as you can't say Krishna if you're undressed, because even your own Erev is a problem. If Kali should be an Erev for Krishna, so her own Kali would also be a problem, the same as her own body is a problem. Well, we can't say Krishna naked. Only she's sitting on the floor, Erev is covered. Can't cover your voice. That's how I read it, but it sounds to me so astounding. You have a better shot. It's like a new Or Zeruah. I couldn't find it here. There's a new Or Zeruah they put out. They used to have it on my Spanish. They took it away. So there you can find it for me. Look it up. I'm sure it's somewhere in the library or some other Beis Medrash. But they had it here.
Right.
Because some other Beis Medrash took it. But, so look it up for me if you can. Yes?
Oh my God, if that's the case, then like most, like a big part of davening is like shira, so like women can't daven
then. Again,
their own voices.
Again, so I'm not saying that we pass this way. We're just showing you what it says. What about Rav Yo? Can I find the Rav Yo somewhere? Rav Yo, here we go. Rav Yo has a lot to say over here, and also quite interesting. I gotta find the right place. These numbers are way off numbers. It's after brachas. Here we go. It's Ayin Vav, if I recall correctly. See if I got it this time right. Here it is. Look at this. Look what he says. Sweet straight from the beginning. Bahag says, Kol hain amrinan hocha tevam yisharava filu ishto v'yish acheres hafilu davakotin v'tepach. That's the famous Agos Maimini. V'chein shok v'yisharava, v'chein ser v'yisharava, kol v'yisharava. Kol haini os v'kos krishma kenegda. Kein pirish rach. Oh my knee! Listen to that. The Tama da Fagav the Aina called Nira La Ayin. He's bothered by Akasha. Erva means you see something. You can't see, you had to be addressed it. Cholam Romans are Carlos. Only time in history we had Romans are Carlos. Was it not that I've seen it? We read it yesterday in the Chumash. Since then we don't have it. You can't see Kolisha. And he's assuming that Erva is only a year before Erva's done. You see? It's not going to be a problem with Kolisha by Kolisha. What's going on? Here, Ika. Okay, here is a different story. The distraction. Different story. Cholat Vorim Shiskanu Lamala, Le'erva, Dafka Medovash Ed Megillus Le'igolos. Seems to me a riot to the Debre Chamudas. Because what do you say? Kol Hadvar. What's Kol Hadvarim? Tefach, Shok, Seyar, right? All these things is only Ed Megillus Le'igolos. Ava Basula, Regila, Megillus, Selah Hashina, Leka Hira. And I thought it should apply also to show if it's normal, that way different kabunas. V'chein b'kola l'rogil bo. We understood kola rogil in the Shulchan Aruch to mean a speaking voice. Doesn't sound like over here. That means a singing voice, but you're used to it. You hear it all the time. V'kol lekele demuria l'tsoa v'ashashis shemutu dekos krishma kenegda. In the original it said erva v'ashashis. Which is also connected. They change the gears to the tzoah. These people change gears without telling you about it. They're not supposed to do that. Okay. I have the original record right in front of me. I'll show it to you. The hocha hakol shua erva golui. Ela she'ein ha'ayin sholetis bo liros. The daimel the tzoah magulah fesumba kenir ali. What? The call is going to be awesome even though you can't see it. And he quotes Yerushalmi. Says, did he say to whatever? You can't see it, it's invisible. Afilach v'ol ha'achmer. It should have really been mutter. Then he says like this. V'yesh mefarshim, b'kol, v'yesh darko l'habit bok shemen ha'genes. It's not the yeast of kol per se. Is he going to hear a voice? He's going to look at her. And that's already it's a riyah. Called the tani v'astakal ba'akevah k'mastakal b'yesh ha'rechem v'mastakal 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 b'yesh ha'rechem. My time, I quote the pasuk. Yesh mefarshim, yesh darko l'habit bok shemen. Again, the same story. Mashu lebracha ena oster v'sheena mabit. Avraham, the next one to say, you close your eyes, you don't see her, then there's no yisim kol b'sheref v'krishma. Oh, this is such chidush in the floor of the world, I don't know. It's so hard to figure out what he's really driving at. This is the Rav Yoh. It's all the Adar, mamash, the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh. Going up. Now, this Rav Yoh, again, requires explanation, but I'm just showing it to you. It's hard to know exactly what the Rav Yoh is driving at. Oh. Fine. Having said this, I want to open the Gemara to start the next sugya. I said we try to start, we have 10 minutes. To start the next sugya, there's going to be one source, and then we'll pick up the rest tomorrow and see how it is. Yes?
Is he saying that Kol Isha is mutter as long as you don't see her, even when it's not Krishma, or that we should be machmir during Krishma not to see her if she's in Krishma?
I don't think it's like the Kol Isha. I'm saying that a Isha woman, you're allowed to hear her voice, your wife, your mother, that would be only a problem if you see her. So I don't know what to say. I don't know. I don't know. I leave it to you. Give me a shot. I don't know.
I feel like it sounds like he's saying that Isser is inherent in seeing her. Therefore, on the radio or something, there'd be no issue.
Oh, I like that. I thought that way anyway. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin the Mishnah, the new Mishnah, Ayin Beis and the Beis. Let's ask him. Hamekadesh es ha'isha amanash ein ala nadarim, nimsu la nadarim, ein ha'mekudeshes. Stop right there. Makes perfect sense. Make a tajon the shadadah. Says Tosis. And the Gemara was on. Let's finish the Mishnah. Kin Sustam, Ninsulam, the Dorm, and the Tazo Ksuv. Amanashi and Bamumim, and it's Bamumim, and the Mekudeshes. Kin Sustam, and it's Bamumim, Tazo Ksuv. Call Amum and Apostle the Kohanim, Apostle the Nosh. End of the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah together, Baruch Hashem. Tosis. Table the read. My area, Amanas. I feel it is Stam Nami. The Beperek Afal P. Gazrinan. Shalom tochal arusa basisro betruma zeirishim simpon. What does simpon mean? If an arusa will eat truma, then they'll find a mum, and they'll find the mum. The whole kiddush will be uprooted, and she has eaten truma. Shalom kedin. So Rashi says, and afnun zayin rebeishim simpon. Pitl, right? Mum beisha, mevatel ameka. God is showing you mitzvah of mum. V'nimtzu kiddushay tos ubetelin. Nimtzes she'ochla zara betruma, because her marriage to the kohen never happened. It was bottled. So you see, klar, there was no tonight over there. Why is it only that the problem is a tonight? There's no tonight. You find the mum, it's no good. Yesh lomar, they give a complicated answer based on the Gemara, which we don't have a chance to see right this minute. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Tosus Rid. That's the sort I wanted to show you. The Tosus Rid. On Ayin Dalet Manav. First line of the Bible comes. Amanashe Bamumin, I Kasha, Kama Da Asti Bahada, Hu Dolo Havi Kiddush. Ostam Havi Kiddush. Lamin Havi Kiddush Etos. Uliad Berg Afapi, Amarnum. Arus and Ochelis Petruma, Shem Simba, Dilma, I Mishtaka Kupamumin, Havi Mekach Tos, Lo Havi Kiddush, and Tarsus Kashim. Tosfos is a complicated answer. Rav Shmuel, we'll see that whole sugya. Yesh loma, devadai b'shar mumin kohani d'tznam shekol ha-mumin tosfos b'kohani tosfos b'noshim. Small little mumin. He asked me, Allah Yehud lo ha-vi kiddushi, yehu miskama ha-vi kiddushi. Av the mumin ha-mechuorin gon reach ha-peh v'reach ha-chotem o-makal she-begufo ha-fil miskama v'megatos. So Tosfos Rit says the different levels of mum. The question is, why didn't Tosfos say it this way? Does Tosfos disagree? Tosfos says that no matter how bad the mum is, it's going to be mekudeshes anyway this time. One might have thought that. But the Shita Mekubetzes, he says, no, don't think that. It's not true. Not so. Here we go. We're showing it. The Mekubetzes, right here on this mission. It's not true. Okay, see it? Hikshatosis, right? Bunch of kashas. Harimi Trani, that's the Tosfos Rit. The same teretz with what the Rivash gave. Rivash is exactly the same teretz. Different some woman versus other woman. Of course, the question becomes, right? Why does Tosfos not give this teretz? It's such a gevaldik teretz. Why hasn't Tosfos give this teretz? Where did he quote the Rivash? Gentlemen, find the word Rivash here. Obviously, it was a Rivash before. Where's the Rivash? I found it here. But where's the... Obviously, quoted earlier. Put your Rivash to. Hacha b'stamul min kagon kol ha-mumen ha-posim b'kohanim. U'vahid ha-rusa b'as Yisrael m'shem simpon d'mumen b'gedolim. Ba-polipus ka-posei. Why didn't Tosfos say that way? Ba-tosfos lo chilkul kein, there's a reason why. Shem d'sfir lehu. Ein lecha mum godo me'isha nadronis. That's the example of the Mishnah. U'lekach hikshu kushyosam al ha-reisha. U'vindorim hikshu lehejo al ha-seif at the mumen. Simul ma'ashuduk. In other words, he's saying, the Tosfos agrees with the Rivash's teretz and with the Tosfos Rit's teretz. They just have a technical problem. Because the Mishnah mentions not only Mumin, but also Nedarim. And Tosfos considered to be Nedarim to be such a serious move, it's hard to find a move more serious than that. Hard, but not impossible. If you look at the Tosfos that we just came from, Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Our last point for today. I'm skipping a little bit. The last few narrow lines. Vimtoma. Vimad the Perish. Last 10 narrow lines or so. Vimad the Perish is the Kitcha Shtam Tzrichaget. Maisha the Rebbe Nimtzis. Islandis. Ain't a Tzrichaget. Quotes to the Chorus and Shas. What's the answer, Bosa? What's the answer? Last four narrow lines. Vitzorach Lachalek. Ben Mum the Islandis the Shamumim. What does that? So Tosfos also concedes that there could be a mumah so severe that the kedushin is knocked out without a tanai. They agree in principle with the Rivash and the Tosfos Rit, but they may draw the line in a different place. Where, if it was nedarim, so according to the Tosfos Rit, The Dharm is a fairly low level mum. The lowest level, I guess, is Kohanim. And the Dharm is like Kohanim. And a higher level mum, such as Reach HaPeh, things of this nature, would be Sipon and is bottled even without a condition. Tosus says no. Then the Presh Tosus considers all these women seem to be no worse than the Dharm. But Islandists, that's for sure worse. That's a knocks out the whole issues. So they Tosus would agree, even though they didn't make any condition, that the Kedusha would be bottled male. We made a haskalah rabosa in this sugya. Tomorrow we start the sugya really in earnest. I want to give you advance notice. Tuesday shir is first thing in the morning. So 9 o'clock if you can make it. All right? Something like that. Okay? Tomorrow shir is regular time. Good. Okay.